There's something we've all been forgetting about.
What's that, Dad?
The cancer, he said.
Maybe he'd forgotten about the cancer, but no one else had. He had a type of liver cancer for which there was no cure, and because of the pneumonia, he was not able to finish the trial treatment he'd been receiving. Not that it was helping anyway. Everyone but him knew the end was slowly drawing near. One night while my husband was out grocery shopping and I was putting the kids to bed, my father called to me from downstairs. I could tell by his strained voice that something was wrong. Running down, the children close behind, I found him on the couch. He was breathing like he had just run a marathon. His face was red and his eyes were wide with pain. Even while calling 911, I realized he was not to have a slow cancer decline after all. This heart attack would bring a quick end. "Go in the living room and watch for the ambulance," I told the children, surprised at how calm my voice sounded. I didn't feel calm inside. It felt like a tornado was ripping me apart. My heart pounded so loudly that I could hardly hear the medic on the phone give me directions for CPR. "I can't do this," I thought. Yet I tipped my father's head back, pinched his nose closed, breathed into his mouth, and pumped his chest. "This isn't really happening. It's just a bad dream. And where is that ambulance anyway?" The road we lived on was muddy and long. It would be a while until they arrived. I knew he was dying, but I also knew that for some reason I had to continue keeping him alive. I held my mouth against his, wishing it didn't remind me of a kiss, wishing his breath didn't smell like the chicken soup we'd had for supper, wishing this wasn't happening. Once while pumping his chest, I felt something crack. "I think I broke a rib," I said to the stranger on the phone. "That's okay," he said. "It happens." I breathed and pumped and was glad the children were spared the strange and horrifying sight. "Don't forget to tell me when the ambulance arrives," I called to them. "And please, God, make it soon." When they finally did arrive, they had machines to do the CPR. A young medic, wearing a Red Sox cap, looked at me kindly and said,
"We'll do all we can, but it doesn't look good."
I knew that and never doubted that this was about his death. They also told me I had done a great job. My efforts had saved his life, whatever that meant at this point. My husband met me in the emergency room. We watched as my father's breathing slowed. I didn't want him to go. I wanted to cry out, "Come back!" But his body lay like a statue on the table. His blue eyes stuck open, seeing nothing. The short gasps of breath were slowing down. It was his time, but I didn't want it to be. I wanted him to get better and go back to his house on the coast, where we would visit him and eat lobsters and mussels, watch the sunrise out of the sea, play Scrabble and backgammon, where he would read his mysteries and walk the beaches, content and happy with his sweet life. I wanted him to watch my children change from little to grown, to guide me through all that was still to come. Even though I was standing right next to him, I felt far away, dizzy and unbalanced, like I was on a ship in a storm. Surrounding the bright hospital lights, I saw black dots everywhere, and I wondered if I might pass out. Still, I tried to comfort him. "He needs help," I thought. Should I say something like, "It's okay to go, but I don't want him to leave"? Watching over him, I became aware of someone standing directly behind me. Strangely, I didn't need to turn around to be able to see her clearly. She was like an angel, a little taller than I, dressed in flowing golden silk. Her black hair fell around her glowing face, and her eyes told me I had nothing to worry about, ever. She was the most calm yet powerful force I had ever known. Although she looked like she was made of light, I found myself leaning into her arms. She held me so completely, it felt like I had merged into her. I did not have to hold myself up anymore. As my dad took his last breath, and as I was held by this angel, I raised